Spread your jams and drizzle your syrups.
Why is it so sticky?
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Well, there you go, Alex Dyson. The clock ticked over last night at midnight, and now a few restrictions relaxed in your home state of Victoria. What are you going to do with your extra hour each night?
Well, I don't know. The curfew at 9 p.m. instead of 8 p.m. now, which is pretty interesting. I have, you know, before the curfew came in, enjoyed shopping quite late at night. Mm. One, there's not as many people there. Two, the barbecue chooks are going out the door, as are the bread. So maybe I'll go back to that, a bit of late night groceries. But it's pretty cool for singles in Melbourne now get to get a travel bubble buddy and go and visit them with masks, of course. And as well as that, 2 hours of exercise, which is now including being able to just go outside and sit in a park and talk to one other person as well, which
is awesome.
Very good for the people of Melbourne who are doing incredibly, can I say. The numbers are coming down. I was walking around in the sunshine on the weekend on my one outing for the day, and I could taste a hope, Matt. I could
you
taste
and the
it.
Other protesters. With were you? What?
Well, you know, yeah, I had my Guy Fawkes mask.
V for Vendetta, trying to get in.
No, we don't want to be doing that, okay? Because everyone, the majority of people doing a beautiful thing. I saw one person on the footage walking past the Botanic Gardens and some woman holding a sign as getting arrested, shouting freedom or something, and this guy on his walk with his mask just goes, "Lock her up, effing clowns."
So. Well, summed up pretty well there, erection. All right,
erection?
Cool. Yeah, I was just reverting to my, teen self. You know what I mean?
I bet Matt O'Kine used to say that in the class and try and get away with it and give his mate a high five when the teacher didn't realise.
I still say, "Squeeze me" all the time.
Anyway, hope you eat well on this Monday. Very much looking forward to catching up with producer Bron for some clickfish. That's coming up very, very soon. But first, I'm nervous. Matt has a news article and we all know what happens when he gets his hand on something there. So we'll get into it right now. It's All Day Breakfast with your boys, Matt and Alex.
Let's go. Here we go.
Matt and Alex, All Day Breakfast.
Alex Dyson, have you ever found an animal in the toilet?
Oh, well, sometimes my dad would say it smells like something died in there. But
Well, I mean, I remember once I was on tour. I think Felicity Ward was there and everything, and we were all quite shocked because backstage in the dressing rooms there was a frog in the toilet. I think it may have been Griffith. Anyways, I bring it up because a young teenager in Thailand was rushed to hospital a couple of evenings ago after a 1.2-meter python hiding in the toilet bit his bits. Could you imagine that? Like, he was just sitting there because there's audio of him discussing it. He's just sitting there. He said he was just on the phone having a scroll.
That is the definition suddenly, of a rude awakening. I tell you what. Wow.
Well, and it really, because I thought, oh, well, it'd probably be going for the lowest hanging fruit there, you know, really capturing the scrotum. But no, doctors gave Siripop, is the gentleman's name, Siripop Masukarat, 18-year-old, gave him 3 stitches in the glands at the tip of his willy.
Oh, no.
To kill any bacteria from the python's fangs. So
so obviously not a poisonous snake, but no. Certainly no. That doesn't make it right.
But, you know, you could wonder, was the snake trying to bite him or was the snake trying to kiss another snake? Like, that's what I want to know.
Was it in anger or in... more. Yeah. Very, very interesting stuff.
So there we go.
I tell you what, next time I go to sit on the toilet, I'm just going to be feeling squirmies. I'm just going to be like, oh.
But yeah, it reminded me when a possum at my next-door neighbor's house thought I was a tree and tried to run up me one day. Like, oh, no. It was in the dark and it was like, and I'm like, I'm not a tree. But yeah.
So what? But, when has an animal mistaken you for an animal?
Yeah, like,
the dog humped your leg.
Maybe.
When has a
I guess. I mean, we can throw it out.
What's bitten your bits? No, okay, no, no, not that either. Yeah, when's an animal thought you were a non-animal? At Alex all day breakfast. I don't know whether there's anything
you
in that.
You can't just throw a Matt and Alex all day breakfast on the end
yes,
of something.
Can.
And
yes, you can.
Finished.
Yeah, like, I just put a little tag on the end of it like it's a little non-venomous python.
That's like putting candles on the top of just some pancake batter and just calling it a cake.
Get in touch.
Drops into the slop.
Get in touch, matt.n.alex on Instagram.
Coffee?
Yeah, coffee.
A seventh coffee never hurt anyone.
Oh, I feel a buzz.
Matt, you've seen Jaws before.
Actually, I don't know if I have.
What, really?
Yeah, like I'm aware of it.
Mate, you are missing out, particularly the scene where the sea captain is throwing chum into the water to try and get rid of a few of the offcuts. And then out of nowhere, a massive shark comes up and bites it, and he says, we're going to need a bigger boat. Now imagine that sea captain are the online news outlets, and imagine that shark is our producer, Bron, in Clickfish.
Click, click, click.
Click, click, click.
Clickfish.
Clickfish.
With producer, Bron.
Okay, look, I'm very sad that Melbourne is lifting their lockdown regulations, because what are you going to do now for your entire weekend other than think of new ways to introduce this segment? Thank you very much, Bron. Producer Bron stepping in, clicking all the links so we don't want to. Whatever, how's your weekend been, Bron? What have you been clicking?
Well, I'm in Melbourne, so my weekend has been pretty slow, but the clicks have been fast. So, first headline, this is from the Daily Mail. Chris Evans scandalizes social media after accidentally sharing an unidentified nude photo on his Instagram story.
Oh, goodness me. I read this. I clicked it.
The accidental nude. Please tell us a little bit more, Bron.
So Chris Evans, who is probably most known as Captain America, he shared a short video on his Instagram stories of him and some friends playing heads up. And then at the end of the video, it just kind of had a quick shot of his camera roll. And in his camera roll, there was a photo of an erect penis. But you don't know if it's his or not, but everyone's just assuming that it's his. And there was also a photo of him, just his face, and the words underneath saying, guard that pussy.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, look.
Oh, my God.
I saw it. I didn't see the actual image, though. Did you look? Did you Google it, Bron?
I happened to stumble.
Oh, yeah.
In my research for this podcast.
Tax deductible clicking, can we say?
All right, so what are we talking? I mean, do you think it's his?
Well, people are speculating that it's actually his brother because he has had some nudes leaked before. I don't know if you'd keep your brother's nudes on your camera roll, though. So, I don't know. If it's his, good on him, I'd say.
Well, really?
I didn't see the article, but I saw a comment regarding it saying, you know, because I think people came and flooded the hashtag of his nudes with like cute photos of just normal Chris Evans going about his day to try and sort of like, you know, hide his privacy amongst a thicket of, you know, good contents. And people were saying, you know, from the last celebrity nude leak, we've moved on as a society and are trying to treat this with respect. So I thought that was quite interesting.
That is interesting. Yeah, I didn't look at it, I try to not do anything like that anymore.
Click the article though.
I did click the article because I wanted to see how. Also, you know, I mean, I feel like it's a bold move to be a celebrity and have pictures of your genitals on your phone in 2020. I mean, absolutely, your privacy should be paramount and no one should be infringing on it. But there are some real, you know, bread off cuts out there, okay? Some absolute crumbos. And I just don't trust the world. Also, I don't need to have mine on my phone. I see it enough. And, you know, it's I don't need to double tap on that. But
I haven't actually I've never taken a nude photo before, but I have seen it through
a phone camera, and it's like, no, there's no, clicking on this. Thank you very much. I am not going to solidify it and make this data, this binary code, do any ones and zeros for myself. Bron, next story. I think it's time, potentially. Let's move on.
So this one's from news.com. The headline is Sensational Claims About Trump's Marriage. What do you think the sensational claims are?
I don't know. Is it something along the lines of he cheated on his wife with a porn star and then paid her hush money to not talk about it?
Allegedly. I clicked on this, Bron. Jeez, I mean, look, I don't know what you want from
What's
me, okay?
What's the use of this segment?
I'm undercutting
producer Bron's job.
I'm a gullible little guppy. I go for it, okay?
You rock down the cafe and you start pressing your own coffee, don't you, when you do that? Yeah, I'll do that, thanks. I'll go to the hairdresser and hand me the clippers, please.
It alleges that it's a marriage of convenience.
Yes. So it was a transactional marriage is the words they use. So basically that they're not in love and Melania's a trophy wife and Trump is just providing the money for them. How?
Goodness me. Well, they seem so in love when I look at all the photos that come out of the gifts of her refusing to hold his hand.
Wait. Just to clarify, I don't believe that it was that Trump is just providing money. More so that possibly there is opportunity that Melania can harness with Trump's connections and could have previously. Also, there's a fact of sponsorship, you know, in terms of citizenship, etc. I don't think it was a purely financial thing. This is all allegations, by the way. But I mean,
as always,
look, one, is it surprising?
No.
And two, is it bad?
Yes.
No, it's not bad. There's heaps of marriages that exist purely in a transactional sense. And in fact, there's a lot right across the world. Some are culturally based. Some are, you know, pop superficially based. But yeah, I mean, what is marriage anyway?
Yeah, social
construct.
Time
to boot. Give it the old heel, I reckon.
Bron, I believe we've got another story.
Wait. Will either of you two get married? Are you guys marriage people?
Not at the moment, but probably eventually.
You like the idea of it?
Yeah.
How long have you been together with your partner?
I mean, 6 years. I'm 26. I'm too young.
It's funny looking at the graphs of the ages of, you know, people getting married for the first time growing up.
Grandparents by your age, Bron. I mean, come on.
That's it. All right, Bron, let's hit us with the next story.
So this is from Pedestrian. The headline is, this guy proposed to his girlfriend while she was on the toilet and somehow it worked.
Well, staying on the marriage theme, it could be a proposal of convenience. If you marry me, I'll give you some toilet paper because it's empty.
I'd continue to stay unmarried if this is my proposal. No way.
Imagine if she...
What the hell was that comment?
I don't know. I was just trying to figure out how he could possibly, like, propose in a surprise way. Do you know what I mean? Like...
Oh, that's so good. I love the great thing, Bron, about going from live radio to podcasting is that you don't need to worry about the dump button, okay? In radio, if Matt had said that, I'd be panicking because I had 10 seconds to dump what has just been said on air and I have to make up my mind and try and come up with that normally. But now the editing room can take care of it. So there you go.
Well, I hope they do. And do you think they will? Or can we just put a beep over it?
I don't know. What do you think, Bron? Appropriate or awful?
Just the whole thing can be cut out. That was too much.
We'll do a little bonus episode revealing what Matt said.
Yeah,
so
okay,
bizarre.
We'll have to do a bonus episode where I'll explain what I meant. And it'll be a rude episode. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a rude episode.
Anyway, Bron, thank you very much. Apologies for everything. Just the intro, the outro. Apologies for all of it. We really hope you'll be back next week because we really like this segment. But could also understand if you wanted to walk away right now.
Wait. wait, I didn't get to the bottom of the story, though. Why did he propose? Oh,
I think you did get to the bottom of the story, Matt. I think you did.
I got right into the bottom of the story. Now, how did he propose? Why on the toilet?
I don't know why, but she just posted on Facebook with the camera pointing outwards from her point of view. You can see her pants down, him kneeling down, and the caption was, "The so most random engagement, my fella just proposed while I was on the toilet." So who knows why, but she said yes.
Captive audience. That's it, isn't it?
Probably, she probably forgot her phone and just needed something interesting to happen.
Well, wait, okay, I'm going to come up with a better joke for it then, a better punchline. What if,
cut him off.
No, wait, I've got it. What if she's on the toilet and then he...
Equally awful. Beep that as well, please, editor. Beep it as well. We'll deal with this later. Thank you very much, Bron.
Thanks, guys.
That's been Clickfish. This is Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Order up. Just how you like it.
Perfect.
All Day Breakfast.
Woke up in the middle of the night the other night, Matt. Ooh. 1 a.m.
Mm.
With a very uneasy feeling. So I think I woke up because I heard a noise. There was a bump in the night. Okay. Have you ever had a bump in the night? You go, what the
hell?
Well,
I mean, I had a bat in the night a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
You know, but like it ran into the balcony doors. It stayed there all night. It was really hijacked our holiday.
Mm. Well, I woke up. It's totally dark. You know, I'm sleeping in the bed in the living room, okay? And I'm like, what was that? Did I, like, is it a dream thing? And I woke up and I'm like, oh, I've just got this hangover from thing. Then I hear something again. And I'm like, ooh. Oh, no. And our house is right next to sort of the alleyway that goes back to everyone's garages and everything. We're next to that. And I'm like,
reach for the revolver under the pillow?
Well, no, I don't have, I got my Desert Eagle under the pillow. No. No, I got nothing. And I'm nude, so I'm vulnerable. So I'm like, what's going on? And then it's like, I heard someone spit on the ground.
Oh.
And in my mind, I'm like, has this been a fight outside? And this person's got like blood in their mouth and they're like spitting and breathing quite heavily. So I get up to sort of walk to the side door, which sort of leads out to that little thing next to it. And I'm like, I don't think it's from there. I think it's coming from the studio. And I look through and it could be from the other side of the house. Someone through the window. But
no. Inside the house.
It's coming from inside the house. And so, I don't even wrap a towel around myself at this point, a modesty towel. I don't put on my all-day breakfast, all-day robe. Okay, that's in the other room. I don't have time. I go in there, okay, and I hear this sound. I managed to get some audio of the sound. That's what was coming from my house.
What?
Yeah.
Can we hear it again?
And I'm like, what is happening? And it's all dark in the studio. I open the door, all dark. Some more noises are coming out. It's some like that, a little bit different as well. Walk up. Elle's laptop is closed. It's coming from there. Open up the laptop. Minecraft is still running. It's a Minecraft llama. A Minecraft llama. Woke me up. I went bump in the night. It was just playing. And then like the villager was like, and stuff like that. And then the llama spat. And I'm like, well, that's the noise that I thought was after some street fight at the corner. But so I was livid. I was freaking out. The heart was racing. You know, I'm getting a chill on my buttocks. And all for a bloody Minecraft session that didn't properly close. Anyway.
That ended. That's as good as it could have been, really. You know, that's the best case scenario.
Part relief, part anger. So I have to try and go back to sleep. But I want to know from you, what's a thing that's gone bump in the night? And what was it? The mystery noise in the dead of night. What did you think it was? You know, because immediately murderer. You know, that's obviously what most noises are.
100%.
But when it is actually murderers, it's interesting in movies when it is a murderer, everyone else goes, oh, it's the wind. But in real life, you go, is that a murderer? It's like, no, it's the wind. So it's an interesting, that's an interesting thought.
I mean, I woke up terrified in London about a year ago now, absolutely terrified, looking across the room. I'm thinking, oh, someone snuck in. They've come to get me. The ironing board. All right. The ironing board looked like a face in the night. Okay. The way, and the legs were sticking up like this. So it looked like it had like this person had like arms that were like, ah. So yeah, what's gone bump in the night for you?
Yeah, let us know, please. Matt.ad.alex.
Well, Alex Dyson, our inbox was absolutely overrun over the weekend with so many people hitting us up on the DMs, Instagram at matt.n.alex, responding to a chat that we had on Friday about your absolutely disgraceful in unread inbox numbers.
Hey, mate. It's look, 4,696 at the moment unread emails in Dyson's box, but I don't think that's too bad. And I have been vindicated over the weekend because, you know, with the world, you know, a little bit unfortunately turning away from Tokyo for 2020, we've had to come up with a new Olympics game, and that is who has the most jammed inbox in Australia. And if this was the Olympics, I wouldn't even be making out of the state trials, all right, with my 4,600.
Some of you have been working towards these games your whole life, all right? You are, it's gobsmacking how anything in this world, anything even happens, given how completely ridiculous some of you are with your correspondence, all right? So first up, we've got Dave from Perth. Now hit us with your unread email number, Dave.
Currently sitting on 39,726.
Well, congratulations, my friend, because that gives you the bronze medal in the all-day breakfast inbox stakes. That is huge. Talk us through how long you've been working on this masterpiece.
Probably a good 6 years, but it was the time where it got to about 5,000. I went, this is too much to go through. Let's just see where it ends up.
Oh,
now
so
I'm
you
step of the podium.
You started, I mean, have you got a tactic? Are you like putting your email down for every single, you know, place you log into? You go into wineries. Oh, please send me every piece of correspondence you got, every hotel you stay at. Yeah, I'd love to hear your latest deals.
Customer feedback survey sounds good.
I'll go to Home Opens for fun just to wrap up the numbers.
That'll do it. That will do it. All right, Dave, congratulations. You got the bronze medal. Anyone you'd like to thank?
My best mate, Keith, who got me into the game, he's well exceeded my numbers at the moment. He's well past 50,000.
Oh, goodness me. We've got to get him in the mix at some point.
Yeah, we're not sure. We might have a few competitors for your mate, Keith. So thanks so much, Dave. And please thank Keith for inspiring you and Australia. Hey, Sean, you're up next from Adelaide. Sean, hit us with your numerals.
My number's at 6740 at the moment.
Wow!
60,740.
Yep, just checked it then. I knew it'd come in use one day, ignoring emails.
Mate, it was when you screenshotted us, it was 60,680. So you're copping the 60 in a few hours or a day or something.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's apparently I have a lot of travel companies telling me it's a good time to travel.
Absolute jokers. All right, well, that's incredible, Sean. It got you the silver medal in Australia's fullest inbox competition. Is there anyone that you would like to thank?
I'd like to thank my mum for getting me into the internet.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'm sure your mum's waiting for a few replies, given she's lost somewhere in the 60,000 emails that no doubt you received. So thanks very much, Sean. Australia and your mum are very proud. And finally.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Matt O'Kine.
Well, I mean, my heart's beating. I'm nervous, you know.
It's time to announce the winner. We've got Shannon from Melbourne joining us here. Hello, Shannon.
Hello, how are you?
We're good, Shannon.
We're good.
I mean, my chin's a little sore because my jaw literally dropped to the floor when I saw your figures getting sent to us. So,
Hit Shannon, us with your number, Shannon.
Hit us with your number.
415 unread emails.
Oh!
Which means, Shannon from Melbourne, you've got 83,392 reasons to be happy. I'm telling you, you've just taken home.
It's gold for Shannon from
Matt
Melbourne.
Matt and Alex's largest unread inbox.
All right, 80,000. Tell us from beginnings when you were just a young internet user getting your first email to, you know, the podium that you're at today, Shannon, please.
Oh, well, it started off with a different email address. This one I've only had for probably the last 10 years, but the old IMs would come in on the old email address. But, yeah, it's Facebook notifications from way back. And at the moment, living in Melbourne, it's all Australia Post notifications.
Yeah, a few things getting delivered. And so, you know, have you ever missed something because of
Absolutely. All the time.
Have you thought about maybe not doing it like this?
Well, what do I do from here? Do I just drop it, create a new one, or?
Yes. That's what you do when you get to a house with hoarders. They don't go through to see if there's anything good. You chuck it all in the bin and you get a new place.
Wow.
It seems like you need help, though. Is there someone that we could get to help us organize emails, and Shannon can be like a success story of I used to have 80,000 and now, because I would actually, no, I'm stuck on 4,000 and I would like help to, you know, reorganize my life.
This is one of those things we're going to go through all of our emails and like we'll be deleting emails and then suddenly there'll just be like a cheeseburger meal like there. We'll be like, oh.
It's got sentimental value.
Well, yes, Shannon, it's come in handy because you've taken out the gold medal in Australia's fullest inbox. Before you go, please, you're up on the podium. We've played you the national anthem. Who would you like to thank in your post-match interview?
Oh, I'd like to thank Australia Post for keeping me updated on my parcels.
Well, there you go. Very noble cause. But also, you know, is there anyone that you want to send a message to sort of give it a bit of inspiration, you know, to be a champion?
Oh, probably to you, Alex, I guess.
Yep.
You can beat the 4,000. You can get to 80,000 one day if you keep up with
I hope one day I can do it, Shannon. I hope one day. And what about yourself? I mean, you're on top of the world at the moment, 80,000, but around the corner, much like the 4-minute mile, you've got 100,000 unread emails just within your grasp, Shannon. Are you going to gun for it?
Yeah, why not? I'm in this deep.
Yeah, that's it. I can even stop at 100,000. Let's go for 1 million, Shannon. We can, I mean, get in touch when you hit 100,000 and then, you know, by the end of next year, fingers crossed, we hit that milli. Maybe you can give us your email address and we can tell Australia
we'll
to
sign
start.
You up.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Shannon. Appreciate you chatting to us. We'll catch you later.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
And thank you for listening to All Day Breakfast today. It has been an absolute pleasure hanging out with you. Stay tuned for a bonus episode from Matt O'Kine. Oh. What an absolute turkey this morning.
Well, I still got tears in my eyes from the absolute, absolute triumphs of, you know, persistence from our last three callers, Dave, Sean and Shannon. But, yeah, look, I did have a little slip of the little fudgestical stick of the mind earlier on today.
It's a Monday, you know. It's early, and so look.
I can justify why I was saying what I was saying. So we're going to do an adults only potty, extra
that Alex
special potty. If you've heard our Squirmies episodes before, this will be like that. So keep the kids' ears, you know, blocked.
Well away.
I just we'll reveal what I said and I'll go into it in a little bit more depth, all right? But I warned you, if you don't like rude.
Until then, take care of yourself and we'll see you soon. Bye.
That's it. The All Day Breakfast kitchen is closed. All the links are at mattandalex.com.au.